It's Tuesday, January 2nd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Generations Radio has published a year in review program for 2017, defining it as the year that God extended his mercy to the nation, providing a window of opportunity for America to repent. Generations co-hosts Kevin Swanson and Bill Jack from Worldview Academy called it the year of Trump. It was also the year of God's judgment by natural disasters upon the nation, unprecedented damages from wildfires and hurricanes making up about 2% of the gross domestic product. It was the year of scandals for politics and media moguls. And it was the year that homosexuality and lesbianism captured the popular culture, prominently featured in the two highest-grossing films for the year. Jeremiah 18 speaks to America today. If at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it, and if that nation, concerning which I have spoken, turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I intended to do to it. Indonesia has incarcerated 15,748 Christians in their prisons. According to Antara News, 9,333 of them received a reduction of their prison sentence over the Christmas holidays this year. The reduction amounted to 15 days to 2 months, depending on the length of their sentences. Jakarta's Christian governor was jailed for accusations of blasphemy or offending the Muslim population in May of last year. Indonesia is 10% Christian and 87% Muslim, and the legal system countenances serious persecution against Christians. Police in Congo, Africa, stormed several Catholic churches in Kinshasa and the surrounding area, killing 8 and arresting about 100 more. The majority of the Congolese claimed to be Christian or Catholic. One churchgoer told France 24, quote, "While we were praying, the soldiers and the police entered the church compound and fired tear gas at the church," end quote. Congo President Joseph Kabila had agreed to elections in 2017, which did not happen, causing protests across the nation. In God's providence, New York City suffered its worst fire disaster in more than a quarter of a century when an apartment complex in the Bronx caught fire last Thursday night. CNN reports 12 fatalities and 14 injuries. The fire began when a 3-year-old child was playing with burners on a kitchen stove. Pennsylvania abortion numbers are the lowest on record. Life News reports 31,818 murders of the unborn in Pennsylvania in 2016, with a downtick of 1,000 babies from the previous year. Maria Gallagher of Pro-Life Federation in Pennsylvania told The Worldview that they've been blessed with good pro-life laws that have helped prevent more abortions.
One of them is our outstanding law. We have the Abortion Control Act, which calls for informed consent, meaning women must be told the risks of abortion and alternatives to abortion before an abortion takes place. We have parental consent, meaning that a parent must give permission before an abortion can take place on a minor girl.
Gallagher says that technology is on the side of life.
We are very fortunate to have technology in our corner. Because of the development of 4D ultrasound, we're seeing babies in the womb that are smiling, laughing, even playing with their toes. And that humanizes the baby, and it helps to form that bond between the mother and child.
A shooter holed up in an apartment in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, ambushed police officers, killing one deputy and wounding 3 others. Weeks before, the suspect, named Matthew Reel, had issued a YouTube rant filled with profanities against the county sheriff. Killed in the ambush was Officer Zachary Parrish, described on a GoFundMe page as a, quote, "true God-fearing man who was a role model, father, husband, and public servant," end quote, attending Mission Hills Church in Littleton, Colorado. Proceeds from the GoFundMe campaign, which has reached $221,000 toward the $250,000 goal, will support his widowed wife, Gracie, and their 2 daughters. Psalm 146, verse 9 says, "The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. And finally, motorists pulled off the highway near Palisades Reservoir in Wyoming over the weekend when they noticed a herd of elk that had fallen through the ice. Using chainsaws, they cut an escape route out of the icy water for the large animals, saving a total of 12 elk, according to East Idaho News. No one died in the process, and none of the men were injured. Generations and the Worldview in 5 Minutes Ministries want to thank all of our listeners for your generous support in 2017. We have been overwhelmed by God's provision for this ministry and look forward to serving our Lord in the upcoming year. And that's the Worldview in 5 Minutes. On this Tuesday, January 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.